You told Toby that Creed has a distinct old man smell.
I know exactly what he's talking about. I sprout mung beans on a damp paper towel in my desk drawer. Very nutritious, but they smell like death.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
Hey, everybody, this is Kevin Farley, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast. Homemade biscuits, homemade broadcast.
Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Will the soundtrack kindly produce a sound? Go on, don't be nervous. Go ahead. Any sound? Well, that isn't quite what I had in mind.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio, on RadioSaintPete.com. I am your host, Will Koontz. Very happy to be back with you. John Jacobs will be joining us here momentarily. From MTV's Are You the One, Tampa Bay comedian and vid maker. Now, he makes vids on his YouTube station where he goes around and interviews people man on the street style. Really funny stuff. So we're going to talk about that and amongst other things. Big news, not really big news, but interesting news. We got some really cool HMB Radio, Radio St. Pete stickers that you can have for free. That's right. If you just send me an email to thehomemadebroadcast@radiosaintpete.com, include your mailing address, I'll put some stickers in the mail. They're really cool. They're my friend got them made for me, and they turned out really great. They're a decent size. They're 4x4, which is pretty much you can't get any better size for what we're doing. They're really neat. So, yeah, please let me send you some. The Homemade Broadcast at RadioSaintPete.com, and I'll get them out to you. I'll even pay for the shipping. How about that? I'm broke, and I'm going to pay for the shipping because I want you to have these things. They're great. And this podcast is brought to you by Sly Bar, 2061 Central Avenue here in St. Petersburg. Check out slybar.com and facebook.com/slybarstpete. And also thank you to Truby Salon and Spa, Chrissy Parker down there, doing your nails, doing your hair. What else do they do? Salon. I don't know what stuff happens at a salon and spa, but they do it there. 8908 4th Street North, Unit B, here in St. Petersburg, Florida. Check out their website, truvysalonandspa.com, and do not hesitate to make an appointment, 727-329-9751. Make sure you subscribe. Keep up to date with HMB Radio. Just search HMB Radio Tampa Bay on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. Pop right up, subscribe. If you get a chance, you know, maybe write a little review, say a nice thing, get 5 stars. You know, it only takes a minute, really helps us out over here. And, you know, we appreciate you appreciating us, appreciating you. So, yeah, it's good stuff. If you want to get in touch, you can leave a text or a voicemail at 813-693-2124. That's, again, 813-693-2124, voice or text. You can do, and what else? I guess that's it. Check out hmbradio.com for all your needs. Let's get to it today, folks. Let's get in right into it with Tampa Bay comedian, my good buddy, John Jacobs.
Oh, yeah, you're not gonna cut me in yet.
No, we'll just go in raw like we always do.
Right.
My friend Johnny Jacobs. You can't hear anything.
No,
try those headphones there. One of those is broken, and it's probably those. Did you get those from that location right there?
Yeah, it was over here. No,
yeah, try those. I gotta upgrade some of this technology that's in here. But I spent...
Tech needs some upgrading.
I've spent probably close to $1,000 the past few days.
Well, you got
to
ball out, dude. Yeah, turn me up.
No, you're good.
Really?
It should be
I can't
good.
Hear, I can't. Well, I, okay.
You can't hear anything in those either?
I hear you, but I don't hear me too much.
This is fascinating podcasting going on. Johnny Jacobs.
Now?
Yeah,
hey,
we're
what's
recording
up,
right
folks?
Now.
What's
bada
up, boom, zingity, zing, zang.
I'm glad that we can add this to your arsenal of podcasts of
thank
yourself
you.
That
yes.
you're listening to. You informed
yes.
me that you listen to all the comedy you can on
yes.
Pandora.
Yes.
And now you're exclusively only listening to yourself on podcasts that you have done.
Yeah, so I needed some more to do.
Good.
To listen to it. Yeah, no, you know, just been through Pandora at this point, every channel.
Sure.
You know, every bit, I've heard it so many times. So
mm-hmm.
I'm like,
mm-hmm.
you know, let's listen to some podcasts. But I was like, podcasts are boring. I was like, let's listen to the podcast I do and see where my head was at that time.
You do love hearing the sound of your own voice.
Well, I do. Yeah. Got a pretty great voice.
That's true. So, yeah. And you notice that you have gotten funnier.
I think so, time. Yeah. Back in the day, I'm saying all this dumb shit, you know, about like how cool I
hey,
am.
Hey, potty mouth.
Oh, yeah, I can't say that. I forgot.
Already.
Oops. I forgot.
I told you
man.
Just before
I thought this
started.
Was XM. It still sounds weird for me in these headphones.
Does it? Maybe those are broken, too.
Maybe these are broken.
Just
don't
use
it's
them,
like
then.
Echo.
I don't know. You don't have
no,
to use them.
It's okay.
We can just do this, yeah.
Yeah, we could. Well, yeah.
I mean, you don't have to have
yeah, it feels more real.
I like. That's really the only reason I have headphones set
yeah,
up
so
here
it feels.
Is because I like the feel of the authenticity
yeah.
of it.
No, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just weird because I hear your voice, but my voice is, like, muffled. Or something. Can
it's
you
probably,
see anything?
Is that better?
No.
No, okay. Yeah, those are probably just broken headphones,
well,
too.
Good studio, man.
I do have lots of people come in here, and yeah. they don't really take care of my things, because
yeah,
why would they?
Yeah, they record Opie and Anthony in here, right?
Sure, yeah. There's yeah. tossing around headphones, although those ones I broke.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
how do you break headphones?
I just dropped them on the ground when
them.
I was
should have gotten a case.
Doing some vacuuming in the studio.
Nice, yeah, keeping it clean.
Yeah, trying. Well, although I haven't mopped this floor ever.
Yeah, well, who mops, you know?
You should.
What about a Swiffer? You don't got a Swiffer?
You should. No, I don't like the Swiffer, man.
How do you not like
know.
The Swiffer?
I don't know.
Swiffer's sick, dude.
No, I like the old school, just like a
ugh,
towel
screw
thing
that,
and
dude.
Some bleach
that's
and water.
Bleach.
Yeah.
Bleach and water on your floors?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, Swiffer, especially you ever seen the Swiffer that sprays in the front?
Yes.
And then you go over it? Oh, that's great.
I like
that when it sprays, dude.
Do you have one of those for your home?
No. We had one in school. But,
right.
you know, of course, kids were spraying the hell out of that thing all day the
sure.
second we got it.
Yeah, that's what you do.
Yeah.
Hey, I like your videos that you're
thank
putting
you.
Out. Your YouTube vids
hey.
Are really funny.
Thanks, man. I'm getting back into the journalism sect of
yes.
the private sector.
You, like,
and,
you went to, let's see, you put up one from Comic-Con.
Yeah, MegaCon.
MegaCon, that was earlier
yeah.
in the year. That was like last
yeah,
year,
yeah, that was
right?
like November last year.
So you started shooting. What made you start editing these vids together?
Dude, the first one was Santos was like, hey, MegaCon's going on today. I'm not doing anything. You want to go down and interview some folks? And I was like, yeah, I haven't done that in a while. And, yeah, Santos is super into filming. And, like, he doesn't really have a desire to be on camera at all.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like,
oh,
what?
That's perfect.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm like, I love being on camera. I love doing this stupid shit. All I've needed is somebody who's willing to film.
Right.
So
right.
Santos reignited the fire, man.
Yeah.
So now we're going to as many events as we can.
But there was a lapse. So there was the one in the MegaCon.
Yeah.
But then the next one you put out was at Gasparilla.
Yeah, so a jump.
Yeah.
In between there.
But then you're, like, editing these things. You're throwing them out there. How
yeah.
long does it take you to edit? Because these are, what, 3 minutes?
Yeah, they're,
something?
Like, 3 to 5 minutes, really. And, yeah, I mean, geez. Editing process might take, like, 6 to 10 hours of just
for 3 minutes.
Yeah.
See, people don't understand what goes into
yeah.
this. Like, Zach, we were supposed to be here, by
yeah,
the way.
What the hell? So.
I don't know. I hope he's alive. He hasn't
answered.
He
hasn't responded to us.
Or... He yep. used to send me Snapchats. He's like the only guy that I don't
jeez.
Mind that sends me Snapchats.
Yeah, we have a very prominent text thread going
thread
on.
Boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The thread gang is supposed to be in the house tonight. But for some reason, our buddy is lost somewhere.
I'm thinking his phone must have ceased to work.
Yeah,
perhaps
I mean,
can be the only explanation.
Hopefully that, or he's dead, you know.
He does have a new love in his life.
Yeah.
That is a woman.
Chicks mess up your life, man. They say, don't talk to your thread boys. Screw the thread boys.
Which is a local comic sister, too.
Yeah. I tried to ask her about that at 439 when they were both there, and she didn't want to comment on it. I was like, how do you feel about this? She was like, I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
So I'm like, nice.
She's cool, though. I did, we hung out not too long ago. She's fun. Allura.
Yeah. She seems cool.
Yeah, she's fun.
Heck yeah, fun people.
But, yeah, I'm thinking, because me and Zach usually talk throughout the day.
Sure.
And nothing.
You talk outside of the thread without me?
It's just snap. Snapchats. Send each other funny snaps.
Yeah, I bet. You're probably sending all the cool stuff.
Yeah.
That I don't get to see outside of the thread.
Well, if it's something really good, I usually include it in the thread. Okay. But if it's just silliness that's, you know, you should get Snapchat.
You're self-filtering. I mean, I did for like one day years ago, and I was just like, this is stupid. I don't want to do
it. I bet. I mean, you have like over 10,000 followers on Twitter.
Yeah, man.
Right? So
14 some.
Yeah, cool. That's what I'm saying. Like, if you put your snap out there, you're probably going to get tons of
maybe, but like, just cool, I don't know. I always thought Snapchat was just so stupid.
It is.
I hate it.
It's really, I hated it too when I first started, but now there's no going back. It's my favorite form of social media.
Ugh, terrible. I mean, I just see it as like, who does everybody think they are to even like decide their life is worth filming like this?
That's the good thing about it though, is that you don't have to be anybody for Snapchat. You got these cool filters now that they do all this dumb stuff, and a picture's worth 1,000 words, so you send a quick photo or vid.
Yeah, I mean, chicks seem to love to use that for like
they
sending
do.
Naked pictures.
Yes,
apparently.
They do. Yes, they
yeah,
do.
Which is so funny.
And dudes,
it's supposed to go away, but people just like screenshot it, right? So
I was horrified today because I told you this already, but my phone broke today. I had to go get a new phone, and I must have asked the girl that was helping me. I was like, hey, we're gonna reformat that phone that I'm giving you, correct? We gotta reformat
this. I don't want anybody looking at none of this. I assume that.
And so, of course, trying to play it off like, oh, I have my my deets in there, credit cards.
Exactly.
But she, I mean, she knows.
She just opens up your photos. It's just 8,000 pictures of your own butthole.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, no. I told you don't look.
So she did, I made her format the phone.
In front of you? Yes. Wow. Yeah. You're a real psycho.
Didn't trust her. Yeah.
That's good.
And, you know, part of me was, you know, if she really wants to take a peek.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Right.
I guess
she's formatting it. You should just go, now the blood's on your hands.
This is your fault. Enjoy. It's burned into your memory.
Yeah. Right as she's formatting it, cops run into the store and they go, wait, we need to see what's on that phone. And they shoot her.
Too late.
Oh, no. I thought she had something.
No, it just reformatted it. Oh.
I thought her phone was a gun.
All right.
Woo. National news story. Are cops going too far? Call back. Call never again. She's making no more calls at her store.
No, certainly
back
not.
Back to you.
She was, I had to get my dad on the line, too. My dad's
that's always the worst.
Not the most patient man.
No, yeah.
And it's kind of humiliating being 32 and having to call your dad.
It's the worst, yeah.
Because I was like, how much is it to get my own phone? Like, I asked her, I was like, what's the deal? And it's like $40 a month more.
And that's fun, too, dude. There's like 32-year-old billionaires, you know? And
we're, God, yeah, I know.
What the heck, man? And yeah, you're fighting for $40 phones and shit.
I start to feel my age, especially like when watching basketball or football.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, he's in his eighth season. He's 27.
Oh,
I'm like, what? How
their bodies hold up. That's why they get more than teachers, man. Everybody gets pissed off. Teachers should make more. Teachers don't snap their ACLs, man. They don't. They're just passing out papers.
Well, they might get their ACLs snapped by a crazy student, though.
Yeah.
You ever see those, there's this Twitter that's 30-second fights, I think it's called.
Oh, yeah,
I used to
watch those.
Oh, man, I spent a lot of time on
that. Oh, man, yeah, fights are pretty brutal these days on the internet. Dude, speaking of which, this is relatable. So I got a gig working as a content filter for Dan Blazarian's new subscription website.
What?
I know, it's through Law Smith. I guess Dan's from Tampa originally, but...
no kidding.
Yeah, so he reached out to Law spread the word to a few of us, and, you know, I got called back to do this. And so for the last few days... about a week now, I've been reviewing videos that people submit to Dan Blazarian. Just thousands
for
of
what? What's the payoff?
I guess it sounds like if they use their videos, they get some sort of money. Because like a lot of these videos are pleading, like, please give me the money. There's a lot of little Indian kids. It's pretty funny. Little Muslim kids are like, we love you, Dan Blazarian. Please pick us. And I'm like, nope. Sorry, little kiddos. But it's
you
should have
said John, not Dan.
I know. You
should have
said my
John.
Name, loser. You don't know who's actually watching this. But yeah, it's interesting. There's been a lot of porn. It's a lot of kids getting wasted doing drunk
stuff. Oh, I thought you
said
kids and porn. Yeah, a lot of and I was like, whoa.
Yeah, yeah, there's commas and periods between those. Not too many periods, or else they can't film anymore. Uh-oh. Yeah, so there's kids getting wasted, but yeah, there's been like some bestiality I have to see, because I'm the one who has to filter these. You know, what I mean?
Yeah,
anybody
right.
can submit. So there's one a guy, like you know, he was banging a chicken. There was a kid banging a cow. So this one with a chihuahua was just like going down on a lady. It's brutal.
Oh my god!
But the worst one was
you should send these to the FBI.
Dude,
snitch them out.
Speaking of which, the worst one was so it fades in and it's like super high production quality. It looks like a music video. It's got something playing on the
background. Be careful how you phrase this.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, this is nice. This is good. And then there's this guy. They just show a guy, like, load a shotgun. And I'm like, ooh, uh-oh.
No way.
And then there's this guy on the ground. And I'm like, this must be the artist doing, like, some political satire. But then they just shoot this guy in the head in slow motion. And then they, like, shoot a bunch of people. And it's an ISIS video. So, yeah, somebody submitted, like, one of those legit ISIS videos, and, like, I had to watch, like, 10 people die. It was brutal. Like, never...
Wait a minute. You had to watch? You didn't stop it after the first one?
Well, I was letting it play, you know. I got to see if there's any, you know, big thing at the end worth approving it for. But...
I got to see if there's some bestiality in here.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I've never seen, you know, a slow-motion video of somebody die before, so
wow.
it was pretty intense, you know, because very high quality. I was like, these kids are good. But,
what's the protocol for something like that? I mean, do you have to...
I mean, I just told, you know, it sounds like the guy who I contact for this job is just some other bro, too, who, like, his voice barely even works, but he sounds like he's my age, you know what I mean? He's like, yeah, dude, just watch the videos. And, like, you know, whatever's good. So, like, you know, it's a real loose operation. But, you know, it makes sense for Danny Bliz to live his life pretty crazy. But it's cool now, you know, because now I can say stuff like, you know, I work with Dan Blazarian. Me and him, we kind of have this website together that we made.
Sure.
I'm an executive content filter.
Yeah.
I decide what Dan Blazarian sees, you know, so...
Is this a full-time gig?
No, it's part-time right now.
Okay. Well, that's really all you need. I mean, you don't really get
Yeah, I'm the part-time king right now, doing Uber Eats,
nice.
Dog sitting, and doing this Dan Blazarian content filter along with
my open
mics. You
went from, one job, I guess, doing comedy to four jobs. I'm proud of you, dude.
Thanks,
great.
Man.
Yeah.
Which is still less than one normal job.
Yeah, but it's the new economy, and this is not a rare thing.
Yeah, millennials, man.
Yeah.
Plus, with Uber Eats, I'm like 100% sure. I'm like, this can only exist for a few more years before, like, just automation of cars driving around.
Yeah, I was talking.
Here's your Fruit Loops, and it pumps it out of the side of the car. Thanks, Uber car.
You just print your own cereal.
Yeah, 3D print your cereal.
Putting the machines out of work. Yeah. I was talking about
tax the machines.
That's like a huge industry in America.
What
is driving?
Oh yeah,
and they pretty much have driving cars now. I mean,
it's gonna be gonzo.
It's here.
Yeah, well, that's why we got these FEMA death camps being built in the middle of the country, so we can thin out the poor people.
I think it's going to be rough.
Yeah,
for
we're going to
period of time.
Oh yeah, there's going to be disappearances of folks who don't have many family friends.
But then it could be great. I mean, once we get through that rough
exactly.
patch of
downsize,
the thinning the herd,
it's the only way
to
upgrade.
Or figuring out a way, like, eventually,
cut
the fat. They'll all come back.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
We'll all be coming
no!
back.
No!
ISIS
slow motion, ISIS
submitted
video.
To Dan Blazarian.
So funny.
So wait, did you submit that video, like, to the FBI or something? Like, let them know?
No. I mean, I just emailed the guy, like, hey, just so you know, like, I'm seeing a lot of, like, bestiality in ISIS videos. So, like, you know. But what are they going to do? They're just like, well, don't vote it up. I don't know.
Probably, I would imagine, is
trace where it comes from.
This was a third party that submitted it.
I
doubt ISIS submitted this video.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
But it was very well branded. Very nice video.
I hear they do good work.
Yeah, they're great.
The ISIS people. they're great.
I mean, you know, in that aspect.
They're good producers of
film. You can't say they're not good producers. They make good quality videos, but the quality of what's happening in the video is not good. There's a difference.
My question is, how did they get good at making vids?
Dude, all they needed to recruit was, like, one nerd. That's it. All they need is one kid where they're like, you will get blown by princesses in the desert if you Final Cut us some nice murder videos.
Something suspicious here. Something's fishy to me because I know that some of these people are coming from Britain and, you know, from Europe. But they started, how they recruited was they had good vids.
Yeah. Like, well, they you know, some people say the government is ISIS, so they can just keep, you know,
well, fighting
over there.
Maybe not the U.S. government, but everybody's suspicious of the Saudis, right?
But, I mean, that's the thing, too. It really doesn't take that much, because, like, seriously, I could make these ISIS videos. Like, if all it takes is one guy who's good with a camera.
Yeah.
And the technology exists now to make good videos. And what else are they going to do with all those millions that they steal from these banks, right? Buy more ammo? Nah, dude. Buy the red one and film some good slice videos.
Get a good, what's the newest, coolest cam out there?
Yeah, it's with the red. That's what
that is. Okay.
Yeah, it's the best one I've heard.
Yeah.
But I don't know. You hear these stories about cameras that are like 125 grand, and I'm like, what the?
I bet you there's some even more than that. But everything's digital. How good can it get with digital?
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, for the MTV shows, they walk around with these giant cameras, and I'm looking at them, and they're like, yeah, that camera costs $150,000. And I'm like,
why? Why did you spend?
Yeah, you could just
use
keep
your
that
iPhone
money.
7, bro.
Yeah, Jersey Shore, they used like flip cams or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. You can shoot. There was a movie not too long ago. I think it was called Orange Peel Tangerine, something along those lines. Shot with an iPhone.
Whatever happened to Woody Harrelson's live movie? Is that coming out soon? You see that?
Was that a real thing?
Yeah.
Oh, was that that's a thing where he was going to do 2 hours straight. Like, they were going to film the whole thing without cut.
Live movie that was being live streamed to movie theaters.
Really?
Yeah.
I knew that they were doing it. I didn't know they were live streaming it to theaters.
Yeah. So you got to go to the theater at this time to watch their live movie.
I think he probably woke up and wasn't high the next day and was like, this is a terrible idea.
I mean, I saw ads for, like, other celebrities talking about it. That was
he just bailed. Wouldn't that be great if he's like, yeah, we're going to do this? And then was like, nah.
Yeah, I'm not doing it anymore. I realize it's not a good idea.
comedian John Jacob is joining me on the homemade broadcast.
Bazonky.
So the vids, man, you went to...
Yes.
You talked to Mike Pence's fourth cousin in the last one at the fair.
Yes, I did at the fair.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you know, that's the kind of journalism I'm looking for. I'm just trying to get the public opinion of the folks in the streets, but you bump into people like that sometimes.
Do you think she was a liar, or do you think she was legit? She didn't seem like a liar.
It seemed like Daniel Hoff commented and shouted out to that girl.
So it sounds
like he knew her, and
it sounds
like she is real.
So, wow.
Yeah.
Mike Pence's fourth cousin.
Mike Pence's fourth cousin. I got to talk to her. So it's basically like I met Mike Pence.
How long do you usually film? How many time?
Footage wise, we probably have about an hour from each
hour
of
total.
The things. Yeah, but you know we're spending like a couple hours running around because I'm just talking about total footage, at least an hour of stuff.
How big the camera is? Just like a normal, decent.
Yeah,
one
it's
that
you know like a Rebel T3i, something like that.
Takes vids. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, normal vidi cami.
Uh huh.
And, yeah, it's been going good. Hopefully, you know, the idea is Santos is into recording and this news stuff, and we want to make something called Tampa News Force because he said you don't need permits to film. Like, there's some weird law in Florida. You don't need permits to film as long as it's for news. So, like, if technically we're news, we can film wherever we want. So,
yeah, but you still have to have some, like,
you have to have some sort of
proof.
Yeah, he's
going to
make a website.
Okay,
that's all you need.
I would still imagine there's some sort of permit that you have
to
get.
No, screw that,
something.
Man.
I don't know.
We are news. We do what we want.
Hey, I agree. You're documenting what's going on in Tampa.
Yeah, and yeah, it's funny, too, because a lot of it's been focused on Trump, but I don't even, like, ask them about Trump, really. I just say, what's on your mind?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
They just go, Trump, Donnie Trump. Yeah, I talk to, like, these little kids. It's pretty funny. I cut out a bunch
of stuff. I heard some good things about him. I heard some bad things about him.
Yeah,
like, exactly. Oh, well, luckily.
Yeah, you like me using fake words.
He was just as eloquent as anybody else I've ever heard talking about Donald Trump.
Yeah, no, did you see when I would say stuff like Egroganian?
yes, I did.
Just make up words and see what people say.
And did people even notice? Probably
not.
Huh?
No, but one of them, they noticed, but I cut it out because I didn't realize it was a weird word. I said, like, that was very magnanimous. And the girls are like, wow, that's a big word. And I was like, I just made it up. It's not even
I think that's a real word.
But it is a real word.
Yeah,
so
yeah. It means large and verbose, right?
Oh, yeah. I looked it up. It said it meant, like, generous.
Oh, generous. Know. Okay.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Very magnanimous.
Uh-huh. Definitely.
Yeah.
Well, with your time.
Well, comedically.
Sure.
I give my all. 100%. 120%.
On top of the vids now, which can be found on your YouTube page, is it just John Jacobs on YouTube?
I think so.
You should know this off the bat.
I mean, there's probably other John Jacobses, but
maybe
I'm the first.
That's probably the second most common name out there besides John Doe.
Maybe. John Smith.
Yeah.
Muhammad Ali.
I think if you get to a certain amount of subscribers, you can make your own. Oh, you know what you do? Make a tiny URL.
Yeah.
I've and then, like, before. JJ's Vids.
Yeah.
tinyurl.com/JJ's SoFlo Vids.
Comedy. We're pulling a prank today in Harlem where we're going to flip their hats off their heads. Hey, I'm going to hit you, boy. It's a prank, bro. Stop. It's a prank.
Did you ever see those ones?
Oh, dude. When do the pranks in the hood go right? That's what I'm
never.
Wondering.
Yeah, never. And that's why they're great, though.
Yeah.
They wouldn't be good if they
oh,
were,
I love
if
it.
They were like, ha, 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 good joke.
Oh, yeah. I watched one specifically that. Called, like, Pranks in the Hood Got Wrong, Punched in the Face Edition. Like, only the punches to the face. Yeah, just kids like, today we're doing a social experiment where we're going to, you know, pull their pants down. Like, I love it. Yeah, you can disguise anything as a social experiment.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, those are only good because they go bad. That's the only reason.
Yeah. Yeah, and people are rarely okay with it. I don't know. It's like there's a struggle going on that we don't know about or something.
the whole experience, yeah.
Yeah, it seems like.
So you have, you're doing the vids now.
Doing
tinyurl.
tinyurl.com/JJ's Vids.
Yeah, and that's not the real one, but you should.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think if you just type John Jacobs in, I got to be there somewhere.
I wouldn't be so sure, but okay, we'll go with that.
Yeah, I should do some market research.
You should.
On myself.
You don't even, you're the worst, one of the worst self-promoters.
I'm a creator, not a promoter.
Yeah, but you have to be both in today's new
world. I know.
World.
Well, one day, you know.
Especially if you're your own content creator with nobody else behind it.
Independent, 100%.
Yeah.
Chance the producer.
Oh, what about, I'm sure you already thought about this, but get a collaboration of these vids, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then send them to MTV.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what an idea in the long run would be. Because I've tried to make compilations before, like my stuff. It'll be like, you know, 7 or 8 minutes of a bunch of stuff I've done the last few years. But, you know, still nothing's gotten me anything. So all I can do is keep producing and keep compilating.
Well, that's what you do. Like, you could do similar to what Kyle's doing, mix some of your stand-up in with
yeah.
your man on the street thing. That would be great.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm thinking. I mean, I got to get I'm back headlining the Improv in May, so I'm still trying to get, you know, that perfect hour
nice.
On tape or CD or film or whatever. But, yeah, you know, it's tough. Never happy with my headlining sets. I need a perfect one. It's either okay or you don't film the one that's good.
Yeah. Well, how many, I mean, did you film the last time you did the Improv? You did, right?
Yeah, but everything was all messed up with the video and the audio and like, yeah.
And you got one shot at that, right? I mean,
yeah, that was just one time.
It was just one show.
Yeah, so
one
we get
day.
One shot again this year.
Because I think they usually
and
do
it was
like,
May last year.
They have like, what, 2 days, you know, at least 4 shows, and that's how
yeah.
they usually do it. Is that thing falling down
yeah,
on you?
The mic's gonna, yeah, you don't have anything to tighten
everything's
it up.
Breaking in here. It's just
yeah, dude,
you're
living in squalor.
I know. Yeah, there you go. That's
yeah,
a good idea.
Yeah, just hold it up. Yeah.
So you're running the open mics, too, and mm-hmm. you got Pokies
and
Pokies
Tampa. And 439, and starting March 25th. The Attic in Ybor, which is a super nice room.
Nice.
And the guy, yeah, gave us great budget. And, yeah, we got Johnny Bay headlining with Matt Fernandez, Chris Madsen, and me.
That is so, a good...
Yeah, it's going to be wild.
Yeah.
It's a great... Yeah, it looks like a comedy club. It's, like, the nicest room I've gotten to work with so far, so...
Is that going
to
be a monthly type of showcase?
Yeah, we're looking for a monthly headlining show. And we're starting with Johnny B because, you know, hoping he can get a decent draw in.
Get the bone folk in there.
Yeah, get
yeah.
the bones in. Sure, rattle sure. those bones.
For sure. And you got the April Fool's Day
yeah,
at the Hollander.
The Harlem. Yeah, what's it called?
The Harlem, yes. In Harlem, New
Juliana.
York.
Juliana.
It is, well, I can look that up real
yeah,
quick.
April Fool's Day show. How about, who's on that?
That is Zach Townsend mm-hmm. will be the host. You will be the feature. And
good.
Rio Paris, our boy Rio, will be the headliner. Not our boy,
duh.
But our fella that we know that's our friend.
Not in the thread, but yeah.
Yeah.
Rio's the man.
And that will be, I'm pulling up the event page.
Yes, it's April 1st at the Hollander in St. Pete. Where is this place?
It's actually right around the corner.
Really?
I mean,
is it nice?
4th and 4th.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's right
there. 4 on 4.
421 4th Street North, Hollander Hotel, downtown St. Pete. Shooting for, I got it put at 7 o'clock. But
that's
I don't
early.
Know when that will be. And the event page is on the HMB radio.
Why so early?
We don't know when it's going to be.
Right.
I mean, I'm thinking 8, but you always put 7, you know,
yeah.
so hopefully people will show up a little earlier
right.
type of thing. But it should be fun. All those people are funny. It would be nice if Zach was here that he could kind of
yeah.
share his intellect
that
and
stinking
his
freaking guy, man.
I know. I can't believe it.
Blowing off the gang.
Still nothing. Nope, nothing.
I know, nothing at all. This man is ill.
No. He's gone.
I know, well, if something did happen, they'll probably play this on, like, news stations and stuff.
I had, do you know who Rick Walenda is?
Uh-uh.
I had, he's, you know who Nick Walenda is? He's the guy who does the tightrope. He's the really famous dude that
who
does
the Twin Towers?
No, he did, like, Niagara Falls and stuff like that.
No.
So, anywho, he's a man that does that. And then he's got a uncle, Rick, that also does it. That's part of this famous family.
Yeah.
And Rick just did the sundial a couple weeks ago. So I'd talk to him. And I was thinking, like, as cool as it is to speak to him and everything, it's kind of a boring thing. It's, you're walking a rope.
Yeah, you're walking on a rope.
What can I ask him that hasn't been asked? But I was thinking, like, how terrible for him and great for me. If that was his last interview,
definitely. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That'd be your hot ticket.
I mean, that would get a lot
They'd
of plays.
Play that at his funeral.
A lot They'd of go, DLs.
This is his last conversation before
he
flipped his whip over the.
Given was to some young boy in St. Petersburg.
Yeah, some lucky young man.
Billy Coon, I believe was his
Bill
name.
Bill Coon Dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, I mean, yeah, it's a weird thing. It's so boring, walk tightrope. But, yeah, if you do really high up and you're, like, risking your life, that's cool, I guess. But it's only cool if you're not holding that big bar.
Well, it is. I mean, it's an adrenaline. Like, it is, like, it's crazy.
Yeah,
right?
It's a boring adrenaline rush.
But, I mean, it's straightforward what it is.
Yeah, you're walking on a rope.
And then you ask them, like, hey, what goes through your head? How do you prepare?
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Can you fall? So this
Super
is interesting.
Scary. Yeah, this is, yeah. Just focus on walking on the rope.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on how you're looking at it, Rick made it.
Yeah. Just I'm sure fine. If he hears this, he won't like it. If he's trying to sleep and listen back to some of his podcasts.
Something's telling me Rick is not going to be tuning in.
No.
He was a really good guy, though. He actually, I talked to him, his family, like they had a family, the Walenda family, they all were practicing, and a bunch of them fell.
Yeah, what the heck is that kind of trash-like lifestyle to be like, my whole family is going to be tightrope walkers?
I talked to him from the hospital.
My dad was a tightrope walker. You're going to be...
Yeah.
He whips his kids with tightropes.
It's like five generations deep.
You got to walk on the rope, or you don't walk at all. Stomps on their feet. Daddy, take your Timberland boots off. No, it's the only way you'll learn.
Yeah, they were doing this all the way in Europe in, like, the 20s or something.
Oh, cool.
Like that. Yeah.
Well, I guess it kept him alive this long.
Well, his granddad died. That was the famous one. And then, you know.
Does anybody get money off deaths like that? Do you have insurance, life insurance?
I would imagine you'd have to, but, yeah, I mean, the premiums must be skyrocketed through the roof.
I want life insurance. What do? I walk tightropes with no bar, blindfolded, while juggling. Yeah, when is somebody going to do that, you know? Do a cool thing.
He does do it blindfolded.
Yeah, but not juggling flaming things.
I wouldn't be so sure about that.
That'd be cool.
I don't know.
They should
that
have people, yeah.
Sure.
If you can, like, do cartwheels on the tightrope, then I'll respect you.
Sure.
Yeah. One-legged, just hop across. Don't walk across. That would be cool. The one-legged walk across the tightrope.
Or you do, like, somersaults, or what do you call those, cartwheels across. That'd
be
cool.
I said cartwheels, man.
Oh, you did? Yes, I zoned out for
screw you,
solid
man.
35
I'm giving
seconds.
Gold and platinum out of this mouthpiece.
Well, the people will hear it.
Yeah, the people will hear it, and they'll go, why isn't Will hearing this? I'm hearing the money.
My mom's going to hear it. She's going to love it. So.
Nice.
Yeah, hopefully. Totally. For
Speaking
sure.
Of, yeah, how about that Conor McGregor fight, huh?
What's happening with that?
Mayweather?
Oh, is that happening? I heard that's not happening now. They say it is. They say it isn't.
I mean, last I checked, they were going to, but if they're not, then that's stupid.
When's the last time you checked?
I don't know, a couple days.
Yeah, it changes daily.
Really?
And then I haven't heard anything about it. So what are they going to do? Are they going to fight MMA?
Box.
Or they're going to? Oh, they are going to box.
Yeah.
Well, Floyd Mayweather will beat up
Maybe.
Conor McGregor in boxing.
Maybe. What if Conor wins?
He won't win.
He's never boxed before, folks.
Exactly.
Do miracles happen?
Floyd Mayweather is arguably the best boxer of all time.
Dude, I found...
Pound for pound.
Yeah, pound for pound.
Sure.
Money Mayweather. I found his son on Twitter. His son's like 8 years old. I want to just bully Floyd Mayweather's son on Twitter and be like, yo, tell your dad
I'm
going
to
beat him up,
dude.
Old.
What are his tweets like?
Because, you know, it was like whack stuff like, yo, school dance, they love me out here and stuff.
He has school dances at 8?
I don't know, man.
You're just making
like
this
grinding
up.
On people.
I would imagine, I guess, if you're that wealthy, that you probably have a lead a different lifestyle.
Yeah,
he paid to go to high school now.
Yeah,
so he's graduated.
But I'm going to bully him on Twitter and tell him that I'm going to beat his dad up. But I'm scared that, like, you know, his dad's so rich and famous, he'll just get somebody else to kill me. You know what I mean? Like, I won't get to meet him.
Right, right, right. He is very rich.
He'll just tell somebody else to come beat me up.
Yeah, yeah. And not even a cool guy. It's like cool known. Or, like, if you're getting beat up, you want to be by somebody known.
Yeah, I
want to
fight. We'll do a charity fight, me versus Mayweather.
And you got to do a YouTube bid about it, of course.
Yeah.
Before
journalism coverage.
Doing
of me bullying.
Tampa Bay News Network.
Yeah, Tampa News Force.
JJ's Vids, tiny URL.
Yeah, JJ's Vids.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we're gonna catfish his kid. And get him to show up naked at a hotel room. And that's where we jump in.
Ryan Hoppy style. Did you ever see that video before,
Ryan?
Oh,
yeah, that's so great.
Oh, my God. Shout out to Ryan Hoppy, by the way.
Getting naked in a hotel room.
He's got his own studio set up.
It sounds too good to be true. It might be.
I liked his idea, though. He had a contest, and the winner gets to come over to his house.
Yeah.
And hang out. Just hang. Drink pizza. Or
drink beer.
Eat pizza. Yeah, the whole nine
it up.
I think I'm already had three quarters of a beer.
Yeah, I'm done.
Bit.
Yeah, we're gonna need another one.
But he's just letting people who listen to his podcast, you know, come
over
to his house.
Oh, Brian Hoppy, if you want to come into my house and listen to my podcast, he said
he had like 30 people sign up.
That's awesome.
So he's picked his winners.
Any chicks?
I'm sure Ryan picked some chicks for sure.
Oh, yeah.
I would hope
so. Be a good way for him to lose his V card.
Oh, no, he's doing well. I talk to him at events all the time.
Yeah, slamming 90-year-olds or something?
Yeah,
nice.
Pretty much. Yeah.
That's awesome. Somebody's got to lay him down before, you know, they get laid to rest.
Well, I like the idea of what he's doing with interacting with his listeners, but
yeah.
I would not. I mean, I invite people to come over to record
at
the house.
Yeah.
But I don't want just folks.
No, man, get some folks out here.
I don't really want you in my house, frankly, right now.
Come on. Give me your gun, dude.
this is my sanctuary. This is
where
sanctuary.
This is where you
jerk
it onto the cardboard floor.
Sure. That's never been mopped, yeah.
Uh-uh.
But
he's going to run an ice skating rink in here?
Nope. It's just laminate. It's good. It's good.
Caramelized semen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good. That's going to be good for people.
It's a pretty picture to paint.
But yeah, I'm trying to get Radio St. Pete. I'm hoping they'll get a studio soon. Which
yeah, man.
If I can clear this stuff
out.
Well,
you just rent this place out as a studio.
They
pay you.
No, I just want to take this stuff over. Like, I'll provide the equipment. Let's bring it over to another place.
Yeah, I mean, your place is way too accessible. You live
it
on the first floor.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody can just kick your door right in.
Sure.
You're done, dude.
Yep. And I do, like, I have a habit of just leaving my windows open, this is a really safe neighborhood.
Sure.
But you never know. Like, I saw outside today on the mailbox, there's a letter to an inmate at the jail of one of my neighbors.
Nice.
And then I looked her up on Facebook, and, yep, she's married to this person that the letter's to.
Oh, boy.
And he's in jail for burglary.
You know he's listening in
position.
There right now. He's
That'd
listening
be great.
To us.
Howdy, neighbor.
He's going, the second I get out there, I'm strangling you, dude.
But I don't want somebody coming in here and taking my stuff. Yeah.
Well, what are you most afraid people are going to take?
I mean, if I lost my $100 mixer, I'd be bummed.
Yeah.
You
just bought a new phone.
I just had to buy an iPhone 7.
Yeah, right. At this point, you can probably just plug it up to your iPhone 7.
No, you can't. That's what I found out, too. This thing is way different. It's
trash.
It doesn't have the
The aux
headphone.
Jack.
Headphone, the aux jack.
That's stupid, man.
I had to buy the adapter. You put that in and you put
it. Technology keeps changing, man. They want us to live like freaking cavemen.
Cavemen with a sweet phone, though.
With a sweet phone.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, phones do too much, but they all look the same. They're too boring.
Well, I was talking with my boss about this today. Like, there used to be a lot of variety in your phones. And now it's Android or
just
iPhone.
Just one
That's it.
Black square.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you like, are you an Android guy or an iPhone?
No, I'm an iPhone guy.
Yeah.
Well, I had Android before, but yeah, I've had an iPhone for like the last 5-6 years. But yeah, I mean, they all look the same. I miss like the N-Gage, the one that was like a video game phone. And,
the
Kyoceras that would open weird. Stuff that opens weird. I like that.
I like the Sidekick.
Sidekicks are fun, yeah, where it's
T-Mobile
flip open.
Sidekick. I love that.
Yeah.
That was my favorite phone ever.
Where are you at, T-Mobile?
You
using incorrect grammar in their marketing.
I love the Sidekick.
What are they selling to?
Because you could, have AIM on there.
Oh, AOL, yeah. Instant Message is the best.
The best.
So much AIM. Of my time as a kid was on Instant Message. Definitely. Just talking to people.
Setting away messages.
Oh, yeah. Away messages were great. God. I'm not here right now, but, you know, I care enough that my computer. That was like the OG Facebook, away messages.
Yeah.
It was
the OG
Twitter, too. Away messages were the best.
And you could still, people could still message you.
Yeah.
You weren't there.
You'll see it later.
You get it when you come back.
You love
kickball
being away,
right now.
Dude. Yeah, you're doing stuff.
Enjoy
it's after
this,
school. You're probably, you know, finger banging somebody down the street.
Enjoy this.
Give that gush.
Foo Fighters quote
from
a song that's really sad.
Yeah, man. People would put long messages in the way sometimes.
I was a very
people
sad
would put
child.
Pictures made out of the letters and stuff.
Yeah.
Sometimes it was just a big middle finger or something.
And you put the designs, like you would copy and paste like some cool like wavy design your message.
Yeah, black
faces.
And pink, hot pink.
Yeah, oh yeah.
What about your profile? Did you write anything in like your profile?
I'm sure that I did, but I can't really remember what it was.
I gave a shout out to like all my friends. Then that
good.
Became a thing. I'd be like, yo, shout out to these 25 people, and then everybody just started doing
everybody else go F yourself.
Yeah, if you're not on this list, I don't talk to you, man. You stink.
You ain't worth
it. Whoa, that's crazy. This guy's inventing social networks.
That's how the top 8 came around.
Yeah. Dude, they've just been watching me.
Did you have that drama? Did you have MySpace?
No, screw that.
You didn't have MySpace?
No, MySpace was too wild.
MySpace was, I got one, and I stuck with MySpace for a long time.
Jeez, I bet.
Yeah. And that was weird because Facebook was more like, that's people you know that you add. But MySpace was, who cares?
Anybody's in.
Everybody's my friend.
She looks like a hottie.
Yeah. Oh, I
would the backgrounds would be all this crazy stuff.
Yeah, I would
just
do that.
Patterns of weed plants.
Yeah.
Legalize it, dude.
I think the second time I engaged in intercourse with a woman was because of MySpace. So,
oh, no way.
Yeah.
Second time ever was a MySpace, honey.
Totally worked, though.
You got into her space, all right.
I certainly did.
Oh, yeah.
A couple times.
A couple times.
Did you just break those headphones?
I pushed them in.
Now those are broken. We have to buy all new headphones.
It's fine. No, it's good.
Oh, boy.
I fixed it, dude. I fixed it.
I had a good run.
No, did it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, how many people do you think listen to this?
A few hundred.
No way.
Yeah.
What's up, hundos? Cha-ching, cha-ching.
And then Radio St. Pete's a whole other animal there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, St. Pete's pretty cool, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I took acid with Elijah last time we had 439.
Uh-huh.
And, we ended up just driving around, like, the super fancy neighborhood where it was, like, man.
Oh, like
islands.
Down here.
Yeah, it was crazy, dude. Like, it looked like the Dubai kind of palm tree islands where they just make these islands and build giant houses on it. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen, man.
Yeah, I like to ride my bicycle.
It's like, who are these people? What is this?
You always find cool stuff that's in the garbage
that
people are just throwing away.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get rid and downsize my life, but I'm like, man, they had one of those, those cycling that people take cycling classes on?
Yeah.
Like, there was one of those bikes that was just sitting in somebody's garage for a long time. And I was like, yo, this thing is sick.
Yeah.
But where am I going to put a cycling bike?
Yeah, just in the studio, man. Cycle while you're doing casts.
Where?
Replace the seat.
Where would it go? There's nowhere
in
here.
It could go in the middle. You just walk around it.
Yeah,
put it next to your table, man.
It couldn't. I guess you could, like, but
I mean,
it's
not like you're doing cartwheels in here anyway.
Right. Nah.
You're just one thing away from being a hoarder.
I did.
Be a hoarder.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm
saying. That could be the thing.
Trying to downsize here, John.
Well, it's just a bunch of pictures anyway.
I know. Like, well, you know, that's a good point. I think that's a lot what it is there's too much stuff on the walls.
Oh, man, that's how my place is, and I can't get enough.
Your walls are
more.
It's like an insane asylum.
Yeah, it's great.
It's
and
so
it keeps
much
getting better.
You just keep putting, there's no visible wall
no
in your house.
Posters
it's
on
all
posters.
Posters.
Yeah, it looks like a teen hideout or something. Like a kid ran away from home and, like, lives in some abandoned
It looks
apartment.
Like Peter Pan's room.
It's great. Yeah, it's Pee-wee's Playhouse in my spot every day.
Are you still doing your Couch Talk podcast?
Yeah, I just haven't edited or put any together in a while.
You've been working on your other vids.
Yeah.
Did ours get bits. Deleted that we did? I would like to do another one.
What happened is what I had cut for us got deleted, but all the footage is still on, like, a hard drive. So I have all of our footage.
We should do another one and cut the two together.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Best of both worlds.
Because there was some really good stuff.
I mean, Laszlo's breakdown call to me is the best thing ever.
Yeah, some things got admitted. And I think he gave his permission.
He did on air, but then he talked to me afterwards and was like, don't use it.
Doesn't matter. You got his permission recorded. Yeah, he's
legally, I'm in the clear.
Yeah, yeah, you're good. Screw
my
screw
manager.
I asked him to come down and do this podcast, and he was like,
"No such luck."
Well, he was like, "Well, it's pretty far for me," and I was like, right. "Okay."
Yeah, I guess that's fine. Yeah, that's that.
I've been pretty lazy with putting together these podcasts this year. I had a nice long break. And
time to kick it back into hyperdrive with this one.
I know.
Fastball down the lane.
I think a lot of people are mad at me.
Why is that?
I don't really know, but I've had I had fights with a few people. And,
sure.
Not high-ranking people, but I fought with the lady from...
Opinions getting you in trouble?
My opinions, I think, might be getting me in trouble a little bit. I had fights with the Keep St. Pete Local lady earlier this year.
Really? Why?
Because she didn't pay me for hosting Localtopia last year.
Sure.
And then I'm doing the City Hall podcast, and I told the guys about it. I was like, she never paid me. It's been almost a year.
Yeah.
So they said something to her. And so she finally paid me.
That's
but was
great.
Very
was that the thing where we did jokes on the bus?
No, I didn't get paid for that. That was Don't Stop St. Pete. But that's another one. Anna, I was supposed to, she's like, hey, you want to do comedy again? I was like, yeah, let's do it.
Sure.
And I haven't heard from her. And I asked her if she wanted to do it, and she hasn't answered me. So.
Yeah, that was fun. Doing stand-up on a double-decker bus. Well, I was like mid-joke. One girl yelled, you suck. And I was like, why? Yeah. I was like, why do I suck? She was like, because you did.
I don't know.
She was like, you did a racist joke. You're racist.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And
yeah,
I was
like,
I'm not racist. You're racist.
You handled that well. But here's the thing. I was talking to, I think, Mike Morris about this the other day. I don't know if St. Pete can handle jokes.
They can't. Dude, it's getting bad in Tampa, too. Everybody's just soft now.
It's weird because...
Trigger warnings.
My friend Shannon's running the Iberian Rooster, Mike.
Yeah.
And there was a girl with pink dreadlocks, and Brogan was doing his joke about... He's talking about fat-shaming his dog.
Perfect, sure.
And she got upset.
Oh, God.
She's,
yeah.
What? What? No, she was drinking.
Sure.
And also, her friends were like, calm down. Take it easy.
Yeah.
You're getting a
Dude,
little...
Dude, I hate that so much. Dude, I did an hour at Sacred Grounds after the last time I headlined the improv, and this person sitting up front, it was like a fat chick with a buzz cut, and I was like, what's her name? And she was like, it's him. And I was like, what? She was like, her name's Frank. And I was like, okay.
Her name's
sure,
Frank?
Yeah, her name, it's Frank.
Okay,
whatever. So she's hating me. So she's just staring at me. I do this joke about my mom killing herself, and she's like, that's not okay. I was like, it's my mom. I was like, what do you mean? You're going to tell me it's not okay?
Oh, my God. Yeah, because
screw you.
Being sympathetic to suicide.
Yeah, how dare me talk about my feelings.
Your own experiences.
And try to, yeah.
Yeah, it's gone.
You're not doing therapy right. You don't understand. It's like, I hope you die. Before
you
it was neutral.
Yourself.
Yeah, now
yeah,
I genuinely wish death upon you.
F you, Frank.
Yeah, F you, Frank.
Yeah.
If I ever see you again, equal rights, equal lefts. You're getting a hit to the dome. Your noggin is getting blocked.
But I really am concerned that I think this city's so progressive that it can't handle. I can't take a joke.
Well, what's going to happen? Everybody's just going to wear gender-neutral suits and
hijabs. I don't know where it's going. And maybe I'm being a little too...
Alex Jonesy.
No, just maybe I'm thinking the worst, just from what I see. Because at Iberian Rooster, a lot of people were there having a good time and laughing.
Sure.
But the bad experiences stick out for you. So just
right.
that one. Like,
I mean, the name suggests a little pretentiousness.
Iberian
Rooster.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're all just doing blow and all drunk
Sweet.
That work there. So
nice.
Yeah. So it's
awesome.
That's pretty commonplace in
yeah,
the restaurant
that's
industry.
That's the progression.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't say things, but you can do things.
Sure. Definitely. Yeah.
As long as it's secret, nobody sees it.
All right, Johnny Jacobs, let's get you to your open mic.
What time is it?
It's 7:30.
Okay.
Currently. When we're recording this, it's 7:30. But social media and stuff, you want to give that out?
At Maybach Diamonds on Twitter and Instagram. I'm not going to accept your friend request on Facebook. I have like 40 friend requests waiting. I just stopped.
Yeah.
Because I already can't take what I only have like, I don't know, somewhere between like 200 to 500 friends. And that's already way more. I stopped accepting anybody.
Sure.
I was like, I hate everyone.
A lot of them are
I
fake, too.
Yeah, anyone where it's just one mutual friend and it's just a picture of a hot chick. I'm like, you idiot.
And I know comics know better, too.
Yeah, how are you letting
this... Whatever, I'll just...
Yeah, our sad egos are just like, no, this really hot chick with zero pictures likes
me.
She's
just trying to sell her Oakley sunglasses.
Yeah. She loves me. She wants it, man. There's a chance. So you're telling me there's a chance? What is all that one in a million talk?
All right, John. Thanks for coming on. All right,
dude. Woo! USA! Keep the peace. Stand with Standing Rock. Psych! Bulldoze Dakota Pipeline.
There you go, John Jacobs. Thanks for coming in, man. Thank you for tuning into the Homemade Broadcast this week. We certainly do appreciate you. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, stay tuned. Frank Rivera's Jazz Show coming up next. Mao with the Indie Circuit coming up after that. If you're listening on podcasts, go listen to another podcast. Enjoy your life. Go outside. Go for a bike ride. It's February in Florida, folks. What more can you ask for? Stickers. Please email me if you want a sticker. Just send me your home address or a P.O. box if you don't want me to have your address, and I will send one out to you right away. Thanks for your support. Appreciate it. Talk to you next week. Will Koontz, HNB Radio, Radio St. Pete. Until next time.